This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
Finally reversed. And by the way, I want to apologize to everyone who tries to watch online. Had a new camera installed yesterday. Nothing works in here. Okay. Well, not have any kinds of camera today, but that's okay. We'll get it working.
There's a thing called radio, Tara.
Yeah, I know. And unfortunately, a lot of our views now come from other places.
Oh, yeah,
but that's okay. We will get it, but it could be hours before that happens. So I am sorry. I am completely down in here. There's nothing I can do. But we will figure it out eventually. So I'm not a technical person. I only call those who are. So that's where we are this morning. Okay. Meanwhile, I want to point out the most important thing going on here this morning. Okay. And how important this is. And if you're one of my Battleground America listeners, you know this. There was a purge of our military by Barack Obama. And it was best documented by IMBD. Business publication. They do fantastic reporting. He purged 111 high-ranking military officials. It was a Marxist purge. If you did not have hard left politics, you were gone. You were pushed out. This was celebrated by the media, thought to be a brilliant thing, because of course everything Obama did was brilliant. And no problems. This is great. This is fantastic. Well, yesterday, finally, so many years, more than a decade later after this purge that has all but destroyed our military in terms of you can't even get normal Americans to join it anymore, you know, going up to the Trump era, they began the reversal of this. The Trump administration is not telling the truth about this, and that's okay. Here's how they're couching it. All right.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is ordering the Pentagon to cut 20% of the military's highest ranking officers and shift resources to warfighters.
This is not a slash and burn exercise meant to punish high ranking officers. Nothing could be further from the truth. This has been a deliberative process, working with the Joint Chiefs of Staff with one goal: maximizing strategic readiness and operational effectiveness by making prudent reductions in the general and flag officer ranks.
Hegseth says there are currently 44 four-star and flag officers across the military, making for a ratio of one general to every 1,400 troops, compared to the ratio of one general to every 6,000 troops during World War II.
Okay, that's a great point. I'm really glad they're doing this. We don't need these guys. Literally, physically don't need them. Awesome. But they're reversing Obama's purge. Is what they're doing. The military, Lee, understand that the real politics behind this, and we've been documenting this in Battleground America. The military has begun to operate on American soil and against Americans. The military has become, they were preparing it for many years to operate on our soil and against Americans. That has been the purpose of the purge by Barack Obama. It has gotten more and more and more and more and more radical. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. When you start digging into the international censorship of American citizens, at its base, you find, after you go beyond the FBI, which was censoring us here in America, you find a partnership between the Pentagon, the UK, and the Australian government to censor Americans from outside our borders. What does that mean? Well, because it's illegal for them to operate on our soil, they go outside and partner with our partners to create all kinds of programs that then are targeting us inside of America. So they are operating inside of America with the fig leaf, with a little bit of cover of going outside and partnering with other governments to censor Americans. The military becomes more totalitarian, anti half of America every single year. And by that, I don't mean obviously the guys serving in the lower ranks. I'm obviously not talking about that. I'm talking about the Marxist leadership of the military, to the point that you have somebody like Mark Milley, who had the unmitigated gall to openly commit treason and brag about it, to call our worst enemy on earth China and say, hey, I don't support this Trump guy. I'm not going to follow his commands. I've taken control of the military. Don't worry. If he orders any kind of attack on you, the lower ranking officers have pledged allegiance to me and we will defy Trump and we're going to work with you. This is our worst enemy on earth. This is why China thinks it could do whatever it wants. These are acts of war against the American people by an out of control military leadership. This would not be happening had Obama not purged the military of the 111. Who were just simply either found to be, constitutionalists, traditionalists, or not left-wing Marxist radicals. And then the Marxist radicals were pushed up through the ranks over the last 10 years by the Marxist radicals at the top. And so we have a very dangerous organization in this country. The military leadership, not the actual military, is probably the second most dangerous organization in our government, second to third after the FBI and CIA in terms of being captured. So this 20% cut is important. And I know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to go in and purge. And they should go in and purge. Not the way Obama did, according to, necessarily, hey, you've got to agree with our politics. That's not what I'm saying here, although that would be good because it's American and constitutionalist politics. But we need to go in and cut. Who's running programs censoring Americans? That's not a military prerogative. That's not. That is a constitutional violation of our most basic rights under the Bill of Rights. No more. Get them the hell out of there. And I mean it. Get them out. The American people. And again, if you haven't listened to Battleground America, this may be the first time that you're hearing of this. But over the last 2 years, there have been just been groundbreaking work done by Michael Schellenberger, by Matt Taibbi, by some of America's best investigative reporters around speech to find out what you keep pulling this thread. It goes back to the Pentagon, which had established for itself a right to censor the half of America that supports Donald Trump. It's got to stop. Okay. So that's the opening monologue for the show. Lee, what do you think about this?
I think you're right. I mean, that's what we've been talking about for quite some time. And, we said that Trump was going to have to come in and just, wipe out much of what the federal bureaucracy is. And that included the Department of Defense. And it is obvious that the Defense Department had gotten away from defending the country and was going around defending DEI and other left-wing progressive ideals. And, the military has two jobs, to kill people and break things. And they need to be better at that. And they need to be more efficient at that. And they need to be the best in the world at that. And the world needs to fear the U.S. military and not mock it.
And the world had come to see the U.S. military, particularly when you're talking about like socialist governments like the U.K.'s government that is very left wing. It had come to see it as a partner in censoring Americans. If you're wondering where these ideas came from, like when we have the highest prosecutor in all of the UK saying, hey, I'm going to start extraditing Americans for trial for things that they say on social media that violate our anti-speech laws. Where did they get the idea they could do that? Well, their intel agencies have been partnered for a few years in speech mitigation directed against conservative, populist, and freedom-oriented voices with the Pentagon. And so to them, this is just the natural next step. Okay, our first step was censorship. Our second step is extradition in prison for Americans here in the UK. All of this is connected. They are taking down the results of a coup. And that coup has been a slow motion coup that began with the firing by Barack Obama of 111. So, Lee, today, when you hear the media scream and yell that Trump is a dictator, Trump is purging the military, this is the same media outlets who thought it was great when Obama did it. Thought it was the best. And by the way, this isn't anywhere near as big of a purge as Obama did. I'd like to see a bigger one. I want to go 50. Minimum. Because there's a lot of incompetent, unqualified Marxists at the top of our military whose views are fundamentally anti-American and whose goals are simple: get the ability to operate on American soil and terrorize Americans. Do you remember end of Biden administration, September? And Biden very quietly, with an executive order, changed the rules to allow the military to more freely and openly operate on American soil when there are protests. The founders would be like, what? Huh-uh. Nah. The whole Constitutional Convention, one of the reasons the first ones failed was because they all agreed the military should never, ever, ever, ever operate on our soil, ever, against American citizens for that, you know, in that way, to put down an American protest. But they couldn't agree on how to limit the military. Some of them wanted to limit the size of the military in comparison to the size of the U.S. population so that we could kill them if they came after us in this situation. So that we would have you should read the speeches, Lee, from our founders. They wanted to make sure Americans with guns could always get the upper hand over the military. And again, they couldn't agree on how to do it. And that's part of the reason the first Constitution failed. They finally got it passed the second time. But so when you watch what they were getting ready to do starting in September, I mean, they were very gradually, hey, yeah, no, we'll deploy the military if there's unrest and if it's civilian, if it's political, we can deploy the military. Why? Because they had built a Marxist military. I can't tell you how dangerous the leadership of the military is. Now, look, watch this, folks. Who are they fighting the hardest? Right? Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth has 100%, according to the Media Research Institute, 100% negative media coverage. Elon Musk has 96 and Donald Trump's at 85. Why are they fighting Pete the hardest? Because that was their greatest hope for the repression of American people, speech and physically. And he is breaking it down and fixing it. Here's the other thing they're terrified of, Lee. Record-breaking recruitment numbers. We are, normal Americans are coming back into the military. Regular Americans, patriotic Americans, once again, feel comfortable there. The kind of people who will stop the Marxist takeover of our military. They're about to lose a decade here. That's why they hate Pete Hegseth, and it's why he must stay. I've had my doubts about him in the past, but he's executing the Trump agenda. He's doing it well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
News you will not hear today in America. Now you're going to go outside this country to find out what the heck is going on in America. Story by the Kenya Times. Headline: India bows to Trump, accepts all U.S. trade conditions and tariffs. Well, I thought it was a disaster. I thought the end was near. I thought that the only way was to let China run over every country on earth, Tiananmen Square style. Or we wouldn't be able to get cheap stuff on Temu. I thought the end was coming. Let's see. And folks, this is why it is so important to either read publications outside of this country and away from our crooked media, or just listen to this show. And folks, this is the kind of thing you're not even going to get from Fox News, okay? Let me tell you why you're not going to get it. Look at the commercials, the breaks. They're all multinationals. And the multinational model is for American companies to move abroad, rewrite the tax laws to benefit them, particularly if they manufacture in China. The Bushes led the way on this. The Clintons followed. doing grievous damage to this country. It's going to take years to undo. It's not Trump's fault. And so they moved abroad, got the tax rules rewritten to favor them over the actual American-centric, American-located businesses, and have been gutting us ever since. And so they don't want to see success from Trump because the whole regime, which is not capitalistic, it's fixed. It's crony capitalism. They don't want to see it to all fall down. So they've all crumbled. So they're not going to tell you this anymore. So we're going to go somewhere outside of the U.S. to figure out what's going on, which is really what you have to do now. There's a bubble here, even with social media. Okay. So we're reading the Kenya Times. India bows to Trump, accepts all U.S. trade conditions and tariffs. Does that sound kind of good? It sounds kind of good. India has sided with the United States President Donald Trump on the trade war with Xi Jinping of China. Reports indicate that Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is ready to accept all conditions of the U.S. in a trade deal. What? I thought it was a disaster. I thought it was just bad messaging. Trump's doing bad. It's all bad. It's all bad. Maybe not. Trump raised tariffs on most Chinese imports to 145%, citing the need to reduce the trade deficit and encourage domestic manufacturing. In retaliation, China's imposed 125% tariffs on U.S. goods, except it's already walked back over 100 categories. It denies this, but it has in actual reality. They just won't put a press release out on it. Why won't they put a press release out on it? Anybody know? They can't risk the Chinese people finding out they just knelt to Trump. Why? Because they're already in the streets. They're already rioting. They're already burning down factories. If she looks weak and Trump looks like he has the upper hand, Lao Beijing, which is the true Chinese state, the people, those who would prefer to live under a democracy, which is most of them, might get a little uppity. Might get a little more uppity. Maybe more factories will burn. Maybe the Chinese Communist Party could bite the grass. Could bite the dust. There was the most critical thing that has been put out by the Chinese government that tells you where they are. They're desperate. Was the announcement that they made about eating grass. Now, most of these announcements are pronouncements that come from China. Chinese people can't see them. They're outside of the Great Digital Wall. Right? This one wasn't. This one was designed to be heard by Chinese people and also by the world. Let me explain it.
Despite frequent statements in the Chinese media by former bureaucrats saying that the public should eat grass for a year, if necessary, to boost morale and weather the crisis, the impact of this nationalist rhetoric is waning as unemployment rises.
Okay, so what are they saying there? What is she saying? He's saying simultaneously to people and to Donald Trump. I will starve my people. I've done it before. Or my party has. I'll starve them. So he's simultaneously telling the Chinese people, I will starve you. And he's telling Trump, I will starve them. If you continue. Does that sound like a strong negotiating position to you? Is it? No. No, it's a threat simultaneously. People know how to read through that. We will eat grass to build. What? How did he put it?
Despite frequent statements in the Chinese media by former bureaucrats saying that the public should eat grass for a year, if necessary, to boost morale and weather the crisis.
Morale. Mm-hmm. Nothing like starving to boost morale. No, that's a threat. What she's betting is that when the Chinese people start to starve, because he's starving them, that the U.S. media will say, oh, no, Trump is hurting these people. We have to let China run over us or no, they'll starve. Look, she can stop at any minute he wants, anytime he wants. We need to have this fight. We need to have it now because we could do it with economics rather than later when we have to do it with bullets. This has to end now. It's got to end. Trump gets it. Will he win? I don't know. Will he crumble? We've seen Trump crumble before. I don't know the future. And I'm not predicting how it goes because I don't know. But I know this. This is how this should be covered this morning, United States of America. India bows to Trump, accepts all U.S. trade conditions and tariffs. Why is this? By the way, that's the Kenya Times. Why is this happening? It's simple math. Math the U.S. media refuses to do for you. 17.73. Almost 18% of Indian imports go to where? U.S. markets. Just 3.85%. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. 17.73% of Indian exports go to America. We are their largest export partner. We buy more of their stuff. 3.85% of total exports go to China. Simple, 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 simple math. We always had the upper hand. This is why, at least with India, we don't know what's going to happen with other countries. We'll see, right? Yet to be written. This is why last week, India was like, you know, now that we think about it, we think we'll put a 12.5% tariff on Chinese steel, now that we're thinking about it. Why didn't they do that before? Folks, understand the power here, okay? The levers that are being pulled. 6 months ago, they had so little respect for us. They were in league with China as a member of the BRICS coalition working to devalue our currency. That is what India was doing. Look what they are doing now. Why? Trump said no more. And they went, okay. We just never pulled our weight before. Unfortunately, you've got to go to other countries to read about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Things are proceeding exactly as they should, as India haven't signed a trade deal yet, but they've agreed to the terms. This is exactly the kind of thing that we need to see. Meanwhile, folks, I don't know if you realize this. We're at war with Iran right now. Low key, not nuclear. You can be at war with somebody without exchanging nukes, and we are. Astonishing number in the Times of Israel. 1,000 strikes on Yemen, on the Houthis, by us. We're doing some of these in partnership with Israel. Some of these are, surprisingly, and this really was surprising me, done in partnership with the UK. The headline was, if you want to read the article yourself, Israel-US carry out joint counterstrike on Houthis in Yemen following Ben-Gurion airport hit. A lot of people asking this morning, Marjorie Taylor Greene is one of them, why can't Israel just go do this on their own? Why are we striking back for Israel? Why is Trump doing this? Why is this peace president the only one in modern times under who there, you know, no wars were started? Why is he hitting Iran? He seems to want war with Iran. And folks, I don't understand why anybody's asking the question. I'm so confused. Let me let you look at it through his eyes for a minute, okay? This clip is from last fall. Donald Trump, and he's right.
There have been 2 assassination attempts on my life that we know of, and they may or may not involve, but possibly do, Iran. In the first case in Butler, Pennsylvania, the FBI has been unable to open the 3 potentially foreign-based apps. And in the second case, the assassin had 6 cell phones in his car, yet the FBI has likewise been unable to penetrate their guard. Who was calling?
They've penetrated ever since. Yeah, they have. And they won't say. Just tells you everything you need to know. It's either Ukraine or Iran that sent him. By the way, there's a 3rd assassin now. He's got Ukrainian connections. The 17-year-old kid who killed his parents had a Ukrainian handler. Interesting. Interesting. Never forget, we have two assassins right now in custody, awaiting trial. One came the second year of the Biden administration. He had hired Mexican hitmen to kill Trump and his cabinet for Iran. These are acts of war. In case you have any doubts about where Iran is on this, I would point you to the Ayatollah's Twitter feed, where he very proudly announced he intended to kill Trump and his entire cabinet, put a fatwa on him. So there's no doubt here. There's no confusion here as to what side people are on. When you go after the president of the United States of America, and again, that was an older clip. We've since cracked those phones. They won't. Trump signed an executive order demanding the FBI give him this information. They have not. Now, should you need another source on this? I'm not a fan of this guy. In fact, he's Trump's arch enemy, Christopher Wray. He is the former head of the FBI. What does he have to say?
As the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, the Iranians, for instance, have directly or by hiring criminals mounted assassination attempts against dissidents and high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials, including right here on American soil. And along those lines,
So what Trump has to walk back now is an Iran he did not have in his last term. One that became a virtual ally. I would almost go so far as saying ally of the Biden administration, as the Biden administration unleashed billions of dollars on them, $300 billion total, either in direct drawdowns from frozen accounts. It was about $18 billion that they gave them that way. And then lifting all the sanctions so the oil would flow again. They immediately took the money, turned around and put it into what? The Houthis. What did the Houthis do? Well, they started killing us. Two Navy SEALs gone. Blocking our shipping routes from both. They were hitting our military vessels and our cargo vessels. That's war. They're doing it for Iran. You don't get to do that. They've hit us. We didn't hit them. And they tried to kill our president. At least we know two times. We know for sure two times. Crooks may have been number three. It's indisputable. We're getting ready to try one of the two guys. These are acts of war. So when Trump says over and over, I will nuke you. This is where we are with Iran. Understand, this is not a great strange. And are these people walking around, MTG, Tucker Carlson, we're already at war with Iran. They started it. You don't get to do that. They didn't just threaten Trump, put a fatwa on Trump, and try to kill Bolton and Pompeo. Dude, I don't like Bolton, man. I can't stand that little weenie. You try to kill him, I will wreck you as president. You do not touch a hair on the head of an American. And Democrats had begun to let them think they could. That has to be erased. Here's Kayleigh McEnany from just a replay of Greatest Hits on how the Democrats built up the Houthis, built up Iran. Folks, you know that big strike that Trump did? Do you know what he hit? The Houthi headquarters. Biden had never hit the headquarters. He let it stand. He let the big terror training camp that they have and the headquarters stand, the one from which they're hitting our ships. Two Navy SEALs dead, fell into the sea, interdicting Iranian tech, going over to the Houthis. High tech, best stuff. You don't get to do that. Because you know what? You let them do that, 2 seconds later, they're going to be activating their cells on our soil and people are going to die. Trump understands this. They've already tried to kill him. Here's Kayleigh McEnany. Remember this? Laying this out on Fox News last year.
They're bringing the $6 billion to light. Yes, we're talking about it. And then there's the $60 billion, as John Radcliffe told me yesterday, $60 billion in unenforced sanctions that have freed up Iran to sell oil. Mm-hmm. If I'm President Biden, I'm not only in front of a camera today, I'm announcing new sanctions on Iran. I am there talking tough and saying, you enabled this in no uncertain terms. And we haven't heard that from him yet. I know he's being...
And then finally, this is a former National Security Council member for the Middle East, Robert Greenberg.
And the worst, I think, is the irresponsibility of being hypocritical. We've given $1.7 billion, the Biden-Harris administration, to the Taliban since the disastrous withdrawal in 21. We've given $7.9 billion to Iraq, whose militias on the government payroll have attacked U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria almost without stop on Iran's behalf. And we just approved $6 billion in U.S. cash going from accounts in Qatar to the Islamic Republic, who's responsible for all this and supports both Hezbollah and Hamas.
So they have unleashed the hounds of hell. Our enemies have merged with the Democrats, and they are at war with us across all of these. So we have to pull this back. Trump wasn't dealing with this last time. Here's Cheryl Cassoni, I'm just taking you down the greatest hits path to see how we got here.
President Biden approving a sanctions waiver which granted Iran access to more than $10 billion. It was signed just 6 weeks after an Iran-backed drone strike killed three American soldiers in Jordan. Of course, Iran now attacking our ally Israel for the first time in history. It's not the first time, though, according to the Fox News Brain Room, that we've seen this money become somewhat flush for Iran. They've been given access to at least $16 billion in total. Worth of funding since President.
So that's what Trump's pulling back. He's saying to Iran, this ain't the Democrats anymore. We're not your friend. You don't get to kill me. Folks, remember what, let me just, and this is why Iran has been 1,000 strikes by our military on the Houthis. 1,000. That's a war. That's a war with Iran. They're Iranian proxy troops. Remember this, folks. This is why Iran has to be hit this way. Because the Democrats taught them a week after we caught the second Iranian assassin, who, by the way, was fleeing the country the weekend of Butler. Weird, right? A week after we caught him, Biden welcomed the president of Iran to New York. Did not do what I'd do as president. I'd arrest his rear end. Yeah, why don't you come to the UN? Why don't you come to the UN meeting? Yeah, no, you're fine. You're good. You get one toe on the soil, man. I am arresting you so fast. You are going to be in a clink. You're not leaving. You tried to kill our president. We're done here. But the Democrats are traitors. So he not only brings him here, welcomes him, rolls out the red carpet, and then provides him the Secret Service protection Trump only wishes he had. Iran gets it. We want Trump dead. Democrats want Trump dead. It could work out. This is the notion Trump is disabusing of them of, and there is only one way to do it, and it is to pound them and their surrogates into the ground and turn it to glass. And Trump is. There's no other way forward, folks. They get any more emboldened, they're going to be hitting us on American soil. Okay, this segment is for the kids. It's for those of you in the back of your parents' cars. You get dropped off at around 7:20, so I'm figuring you're getting the car right now. Because I want you to hear this. My kids go to Greenville County Schools and by their virtual program, and so they are on the same curriculum you are, so I know you are getting a heap and helping every day from your teachers. Climate change is going to destroy the world, right? It is threaded through every one of your subjects, even Spanish. My daughter was like, what the heck? It's only the first day of Spanish. We're already doing climate change. So I want you to hear something, okay, that you're not going to hear from your teachers today. It's not their fault. They're just executing the curriculum. Headline, Antarctica, you're not going to hear this in your classroom. And you may not even hear it from the mainstream media today, but you need to know it. Kids, Antarctica's astonishing rebound. Weird. Ice sheet grows for the first time in decades. You mean it's growing? Yep. The Antarctic ice sheet, and you probably hear a lot about this in school, I know, because my kids do, plays, and they tell you it's melting, the end is coming, sea level's going to rise, we're going to drown. The Antarctic ice sheet plays a major role in global sea level rise. Since March 2002, the GRACE, that's the Gravity Recovery and Climate Experiment, they're the ones who monitor this, has documented a long-term trend of mass loss, right? Particularly in West Antarctica and the Antarctic Peninsula. Again, this is threaded throughout your school curriculum. Here's what they won't tell you. Between 2001, this is the latest study just released, and 2003, the AIS experienced, so that's at Antarctic Ice Sheet, AIS, the Antarctic Ice Sheet experienced a record-breaking increase in overall mass. It's growing. It's not shrinking. It's not melting. It's growing. Notably, form is showed all of this information in your curriculum, kids, and I hope mom and dad are turning the car radio up. It's leaving this out. So when they tell you it's melting, yes, it was, but it's not anymore. Notably, four major glaciers in the Wilkes-Barre, Land of Queen Mary Land region of East Antarctica reversed their previous pattern of accelerated mass loss from 2011 to 2020, instead showed significant mass gain during the 2021-2023 period. Why is this happening? We had former meteorologist Tony Dale on to explain it. Solar activity is, climate change didn't drive any of this. Okay, that's the lie they're telling you in school. That's bad science. It's actually driven by changes in the sun's output, solar activity. And we have entered what appears to at least be a mini ice age, okay? So the sun was not baking us because of man-made activity, and man-made activity is not cooling things down now, but we're in a cooling period. And I did podcasts on that. I've done a lot of segments on it. Here's just the latest information. Look, if you are really in tune with the weather as I am, because I hike and because I grow food and, you know, I garden and I can tell you this. We have had the latest frosts in the last couple of years. It's colder. Yeah, we've had some record highs, some record lows too. That happens every year. You'll hear them. The media will hype the record highs, which we always have even when it's cooling, and they'll ignore the record lows or they won't point it out to you, okay? So here's what I want you to know. It's not ending. You don't need to worry. You can have a huge family. Go drive as many miles as you like. Fly if you want. Don't be afraid. They're not going to tell you this in school today. In fact, I think your teachers probably don't even know. By the way, I'm looking at my favorite all-time article, kids. You can look it up. 1989. Associated Press, a senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. It's still on the internet. Incredibly, you can look it up. Associated Press, 1989 article, prediction 2000. We're supposed to be underwater, but we're not. So when they try to pack your head full of climate change, gobbledygook today in school, just shake your head and laugh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.